Home care, this is Shane. How can I help you?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Shane. How can I help you?
Dana?
Yeah.
I'm looking to get services for my dad.
Sure. Is he on Medicaid?
Yes.
Okay, is this the first time he's applying for services? Or he had before?
No. The service he has with another agency, they are not showing up. When they do show up, they're late. They're making their own schedules. You know, they're changing the times, and they're pretty much jeopardizing my job. That this would be the their agency I had to let go due to the not showing up, calling in at the last minute. So it's been a problem. So are you guys like that? Do you have coverage?
Where is he located? Where's the patient located?
St. Louis, South County.
Oh, yeah, we definitely have coverage. So just to make sure, there is no family member that is available to do it, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah.
My family comes in when they can to help out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And maybe they whenever they come, they can get paid for it, for doing it.
Well, they work, and they don't, they're not able.
Okay.
They do what they can.
Got it. So at this time, when was the last time he was receiving services, like through the other agency?
Well, the agency, they've only shown up twice in a 2-week period that they've been had the services. I've had the services going on 2 weeks and a half.
Oh, okay.
They've
so
only
he's,
shown
he's probably
up twice.
Still approved for the hours. Like, how many hours is he approved for weekly?
He's approved for, six and almost 7 hours.
Every day?
Yes.
So 7 days a week?
He gets respite care. I'm not exactly sure.
For home care, do you know, is it about 40 hours a week? Does that make sense?
It's 40. It's over. I think it's 40 or better, something like that.
Over,
yeah.
Let's say 40 plus. You're not sure exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, do you have his Medicaid ID handy so I can take a look on the information?
Yes. What's your name again?
My name is Shindel.
Chanel?
Yeah.
Okay. It is, let's see, where is it? Okay, 023-15241.
241. Let me see if I can pull it up. Okay. Jesse Berry?
Yes.
Okay. Is he still at the 1164 Casa Brasilia? Address?
No, he's at.
Oh.
No,
okay.
He's with me now. I'm his daughter.
Okay.
He's at a different address. Mhm.
Okay, great. I'll tell you the address in a minute, and just make sure. Okay, so just to make sure, the name is spelled J-E-S-S-E.
Yes.
Okay, last name Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. And your number would be the point of contact, the primary number to add?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 314-599-5636.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and what's your name again? Let me just add a point of contact.
Tina Berry.
Tina, A-T-I-N-A?
No, T-I-N-A, yes.
Oh, with an A before the T?
No, Tina.
Tina, just
T-I-N-A.
Oh, Tina Berry. Okay, you're the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have his social, Andy?
Yes.
What is
that's 409. You need the whole social or just the...
Yeah, it would be the whole, yeah.
Four digits.
No, the whole.
409. Yeah. Keep this private. If you write it down, make sure you throw it away. I don't want everybody having access to it.
It's just for the Medicaid. I mean, because once I take the information,
okay.
I'll have you transfer it over to the state so we could do the transfer.
Okay.
Like
it's 409.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They
okay,
ask 409. For the social usually. Okay.
504870.
Okay. And now what's the address?
That's 6966 Colonial Woods Drive. That's Colonial Woods, Woods Drive. St. Louis, Missouri, 63129.
Okay, so it's 6966, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. Is it for the caregiver, male or female preferred, or is it a difference?
Female. My dad is not the male caregiver that he had twice. It just wasn't a good fit. So
okay.
I say female.
Okay. Any pets in the home or smoking?
Not anymore. No pets.
Okay. And smoking?
No smoking. None.
Okay. Any preferences besides for female preferred? Any specific that you're looking for?
Any what?
Like any preferences for the caregiver?
Just to make sure that they or they have a screen. What they call it? Background check.
Oh, background.
I hope you do. You do background checks thoroughly.
Mhm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Thorough background check. I would prefer that they sign in and out when they clock in,
yeah,
for you guys. I prefer that they sign that they what time they got here at my house, because there's been discrepancies with some of the workers that I used to have that said they clocked in at this time, and then I said no, you didn't, you left early. But they're getting paid for the time that the full time, though. So I prefer that she clocks in and out on a piece of paper, you know, just sign that I left at such and such a time, and, you know, so it won't be any misunderstandings.
Yeah, sure, of course. Okay, so now... we're ready to transfer you over to the state. Just make sure that you have the Medicaid ID handy, because they will ask for that. And then it will take like 3-4 minutes for the transfer to happen. So just stay in the line. If you want, I could give you my direct number. So just in case you have any questions in the meantime, you can anytime text me. I'll be able to respond to you by text. If you have any questions.
Okay.
And also,
okay, what is
if you want, my number is 314-501.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
2521. And
okay,
if you want to write down, they will ask which agency. So we're Deluxe Home Care.
What is it called?
Deluxe. D-E-L-U-X-E.
Wait,
D-E-L-U-X-E.
Deluxe. Oh, deluxe.
Yeah.
I thought it was called Visiting Angels.
No.
Okay, how long you guys been around?
Oh, for over 5 years.
Okay. Okay, what services do you give? Do you like, are you able to take the clients to appointments,
mm-hmm.
Pick them
mm-hmm.
up,
mm-hmm.
cooking, cleaning?
Correct, yeah.
Changing if need be,
mm-hmm.
bathing?
Yeah.
Everything like that?
That yeah, and it's
okay.
CDS.
Okay.
That's a service that we provide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you located?
We're out of St. Louis.
Okay. What's the address?
The address is in Bridgeton, 3430 McKelvey Road.
You said 3430
McKelvey.
Oh, 3430. I know where that is. McKelvey, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Bridgeton, yeah.
Yeah.
And
if you want to take the number,
are you sure you're not going to have any?
What?
You're not going to have any issues with filling the slot because you're in North County, and I'm in South County. You're not
right.
Going to.
Right. We do service that area as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what the last people said, and they don't seem to be able to have anybody here on time or every day. This is getting really frustrating to have to keep changing. You know, I would like to just stay with one agency if they
right.
do their job.
No, hopefully. So as soon as we do the transfer after the call, we'll have one of our intake coordinators reach out to you. So she will keep you updated.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll hold on.
Sure. Are you still here?
Yes.
Oh. So is it? So you want me to do the transfer to the state now?
That's what I was waiting on.
Oh, I thought you said if it can wait a minute. I'm sorry. Okay. I'll do it now. I'll transfer you over. So
mm-hmm.
if you have any questions anytime, you can text me. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks so much.